Joshua chapter number 1, starting with verse number 1, says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all the people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and from Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for each one that's here. God, we just ask, Lord, to let your anointing and thy power, God, to touch our hearts, our minds, Lord, to lift us up and to strengthen us. Lord, we're just asking today, Father, that you'll just anoint these lips of clay to bring forth your word the way it have it brought forth. Lord, don't let us say nothing more, nothing less, but God, be according to thy will and thy mercy. And Lord, we give you praise and honor for it in Jesus' precious name. And everybody says, amen. I want to talk tonight for just a little bit, just as Moses led the Israelites. You guys, let's back up a minute. Moses went and he led the Israelites out of the bondage of Egypt all the way to the Jordan River. And we all know that they sent the 12 spies in, and 10 came back and said, "We can't take it." And 2 said they could. So they allowed doubt and fear to prevent them from inheriting the promised land that God had given to them. And so I want you to understand that, just like the last verse that I read there in verse number 9, God commands him, says, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." He told Joshua, he said, "Joshua, be strong and be courageous, because just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Just as I did for Moses, I'm going to do for you." But he didn't just, in them 9 verses there, he didn't just command Moses to be brave and courageous, but he gave him the avenue that he was going to have to do in order to stay brave and stay courageous through all this stuff. And the first thing that I want to show that he told Joshua, he said, "Joshua, in order for you to inherit the things that Moses was going to get, you got to stand on the promises of God." You know, the promises of God are yea and amen. Promises of God are not burdensome. The promises of God are absolute, that if God promised it, it's going to come to pass no matter what people say, no matter what anybody does, or no matter what Satan says. So I wonder tonight, why do we allow the devil to defeat us and to tear us down Whenever God's promised us something, we ought to hold on to that promise. But you know, some people sit on the promises of God, but God telling us there, we got to stand on the promises. You know what standing on the promise, the difference in sitting on the promises and standing on the promises is? Sitting on the promises says you gave up. When you put your butt on it, it's over with. When you standing on it means your feet ready to go. When if God says go to the left, you go to the left. If it says go to the right, you go to the right. When you're standing on the promises of God, you're ready to go and to do the things that God wants you to do. And church, we've got to stand on the promises of God. We look at just a few people show up on a Wednesday night and we get upset in the flesh. We get discouraged in the flesh. But in the spirit, we have to say God said he's going to do it. He said Sunday morning that he was going to do it. And we have to quit looking through these fleshly eyes, and we got to get into the spiritual eyes and say, God promised it, and I believe it, and that's it. It's like my grandfather-in-law's hat that he always had. If God said it, I believe it, and that's it. There's no more debate to it. It doesn't matter what Satan says. It don't matter what the community says. It doesn't matter what my coworker says. It don't matter what you say. God is going to do what God is going to do. If we will just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, God is going to do it. So we've got to stand on the promises of God. It's not just the promises of God for this church, but each one of us here has probably got promises that God has given to us, and the devil is doing everything he can to rip it out from under us, to keep us from getting what God promised us. And church, I'm telling you, if God told you he was going to do it, it might have been yesterday, it might have been 5 years ago, it could be 10 years ago, but if God said he was going to do it, he's still going to perform that which he said, because the Bible says God is not a man that he can lie. He is going to perform that he promised to us. We just got to stand on the promises of God. We got to stand on them. Listen, he said you got to stand on the promises of God, and then he said remember the promises that I gave Moses. Because he said, Joshua, remember all that I told Moses? I'm going to still do it. I'm going to just do it for you instead of for him. Moses failed, and he let me down, and he didn't do what I asked him to do. So he didn't make it to the promised land, but you're going to make it to the promised land. He said, Moses, look out as far as you can see to the east. Look out as far as you can see to the west. He said, everywhere that you put your foot, I'm going to give it to you. Remember standing on the promises of God? If you're sitting on the promises of God, you're not going to get nowhere. But when you're standing on the promises of God, God says, go over here. You go over there. God's giving it to you. He's giving it to you. When God's telling you to move, he's telling you, I'm going to move you closer. I'm going to get you where you're supposed to be, because I want you to get where the promises are. Listen, the promises ain't going to come knock on your door. I've told some people, a coworker of mine's got a son that wants a job. I said, well, when he gets out away from the TV and goes looking for a job, he can find one. There's jobs everywhere. People begging for workers. But we can't get one if we don't want one. And you can't get the promises of God if you're not really wanting it. It's easy to sit in a church when the power and the anointing of God's falling and saying, God, I want more power and more anointing. But when we get to the house, or we get to work, or we get to where the circumstances, the situations come against us, it's hard for us to continue on that unless we're standing on the promises of God and saying, God, I'm going to do it. Remember what God did for Moses? I'm going to do that for you. Remember all the promises I gave Moses? I'm going to do that for you. Let's break it down to you and I today. What has God done in the Bible? What has God done for somebody that you know? The promises of God says that he is not respect of no person. What he did for one, he'll do for another. If he blessed somebody financially, he'll bless you financially. If he healed somebody else, he'll heal you. If he saved your loved ones, he'll save your loved ones. But we've got to hold on, and we've got to believe the promises of God. God's promises are going to come to pass. And we got to remind him sometimes, Lord, you healed so-and-so, and God, you're going to do it for me. I've done it before. I don't have to go to so-and-so. I say, Lord, you healed my knee. And if you heal my knee, Lord, my back's hurting. Lord, if you heal my back, you can heal my toothache. See, I ain't going to go to the Lord with a toothache. We'll hurt with a toothache then. Sometimes we go through things because we don't take them to the Lord. What does the Bible say? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. We got to realize that all the promises that God has given is available for you today. But see, we're a forgetful people like Elijah. Elijah goes out and he calls fire down from heaven. And it slays, 10,000 prophets of Baal. And one woman sitting up in the castle says, I'm going to kill that rascal for killing my 10,000 men. And he forgot that God gave him the power and the anointing to destroy 10,000 people just by calling out to God. And he ran and hid. Well, God, I know you healed me yesterday, but today is a new day. Lord, I know you protected my loved ones yesterday, but today is a new day. Lord, I know that you did this yesterday or last week or last month or last year, but today is a new day. It's a new day, but we're still serving the same God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It doesn't matter what the devil colors it. Listen, these walls are a different color. We had them white whenever the church was here before the hurricane. Now they're this gray. Now listen, the floor was a carpet, and it was starting to, the seams were starting to come apart. Now we've got a brand new floor. The point is, church, we can look back to yesterday and we can push forward, and God is still God, and he's still the same God, and what he promised me, he is going to perform. He is going to bring to pass. I've just got to realize that in my heart and defeat the enemy by rebuking him. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. If I don't resist the devil, he'll sit there and torment me constantly. But if I'll resist him, he got to get out of the way. Listen, we live in a world today that is so full of sin that it's hard for us as Christians to live every day. It is. It's hard for a Christian to live in this lost and dying world. The only way we can do that is staying close to God. If we'll stay close to God, we can make it. Peter was following Jesus closely, and the Lord was allowing him to do all kinds of stuff. He even washed Peter's feet. But then after the Garden of Gethsemane situation, the Bible said that Peter began to follow Jesus afar off. And when he got afar off, he found out that he sinned, and the cock began to crow. But thank God the conviction of the Holy Ghost came over him, and he went and he got saved all over again. And then on the day of Pentecost, he was the first one to step out and preach a message that 3,000 was added to the church that day. Wouldn't it be nice to have 3,000 people saved in one time? Just one preaching. But listen, he said that we gotta believe the promises, we gotta stand on the promises, and we gotta live in his presence. You know, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I'll never leave or forsake you. Well, in Matthew 28 and 20, it's the same promise that Jesus gave unto Moses, he gives unto us. He said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. I will be with you till the end of the world. Listen, we have the same ability and the same promises as Joshua and the children of Israel. A lot of times our promises look like they're guarded by big old giants. What are the 10 men come back and say, they say, oh, but we're just grasshoppers in there. They're so big and they're so bad. We're just grasshoppers. Yeah, we might be grasshoppers, but we fixing to eat the stalk out from under them, and they're going to fall down and break their neck because God is going to give us the ability to do it. But we got to stand in His presence. We got to live in His presence. Listen, whenever we're in pain and when we're in agony, listen, when I get sick or I get afflicted, when I get discouraged, when I begin to play gospel music, it makes me feel better. It makes me feel better. Do I go to the doctor? Sure I do. I still take blood pressure medicine. I still take my metformin. I still take all that other stuff. But listen, it's not because God's not God. God gave doctors wisdom and understanding too as to what to do. Listen, don't let the devil tell you you don't have enough faith because you're doing that. Tell the devil you're walking by faith. And whenever the Lord tells you to get off of it, you'll get off of it. Till then, I'm not listening to nobody. I heard somebody say that one time and got off my medication and about died. Listen, God'd rather have you healthy taking medication than weak and afflicted because you're trying to stand on faith. I know God's able to do it. I know He's able to do it, but we got to live in His presence. Listen, back in them days, the Bible said that the clouds covered them during the daytime and the pillar of fire protected them at night. We don't have clouds and pillars of fire now. What do we got? We got the Holy Ghost. He lives inside us. He's not hovering above us or around us, but He comes on the inside of us to protect us and to keep us and to let us know that God is still God and He's there for us and He's going to protect us. He's going to take care of us. Listen, the last thing that He told him is that we got to take hold of our promises. Joshua commanded the leaders, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. For 3 days from now, you're going to cross the Jordan and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord our God is giving you. Our calling is to grab hold of those promises. Devil say you can't have it. Say, watch me, devil. I'm going to get it anyway. Devil say, oh, that's impossible. Thank you, because all things are possible through Christ Jesus. I believe whenever it gets to where nobody can do anything, that's when God says, back up. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. We got a living example sitting right there on the back row. Sister Shirley was sitting in the hospital and doctors gave up. They gave her like a 5% chance of living. But look what God can do. Oh, it's impossible. No, it's not impossible. Just back up and watch God, because when God says, I'm going to do it, He's going to do it. Listen, when Zachary fell in the pool, everybody thought, oh, all these other things. The doctors say he could have this kind of damage, could be brain damage, could be liver damage, could be all these other damages. But God said, I didn't bring the child back to be a vegetable. I brought him back to be a witness for me. And God raised him up to do a job. And church, I'm telling you, if we'll grab hold of the promises and not let go. Listen, whenever the angel was wrestling with the prophet, he grabbed a hold of him and he wouldn't let him go. And he said, let me go. It's becoming morning time. And he even dislocated his hip. But he said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And the angel had to bless. Let's grab a hold of God and say, God, I'm not giving up on my promise. I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my promise. But I'm going to hold on to it and I'm going to receive the promise that you gave me, because God, you promised it. And I'm going to just wait for it to come, because when the time is right, God's going to give it to us. Don't allow the devil to turn you around from your promise. I wonder how many times people turned around right before they received what God was going to give them. How many times has people turned around right before God was going to give them their promise? Probably a bunch of times. A bunch of times. Listen. Has God promised you something? Has God promised you something? And you looking at it naturally and say, that's impossible. I can't do it. I don't have the resources. I don't have the ability. I just don't have. What's the saying that we've heard all our lives? My God owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, and He even owns the hills that they're on. If God wants me to have something, I got to obey Him. I got to follow Him, and God's going to give it to me. If God tells me, listen, if God tells me I'm going to get a new car, and something happens that I have to work overtime and I get mad about getting overtime, I shouldn't get upset when I don't get a new car. God was trying to provide me a way to get more money and I got mad about it and didn't want to use it for what God was telling me. Listen, God is going to do what he said he is going to do. Sometimes he's waiting on you and I to get where the promise is. My wife took her little nephew out to the beach to play a pirate day one day. And then she drew a map, a treasure map. And they had a box that was colored, she had colored it to make it look like a treasure chest. And it had candy on the inside of it. So they go and they go out to the beach and bury the box. I don't know how she did it without him knowing where he was at. But anyway, they go, and then they get the treasure map out, and they have to go out and figure out where it is. My boys found a lot of their Christmas presents that way. They'd have to go by clues that she would leave for them, and they'd have to solve that clue to go find the next clue. And after about four or five clues, Sister Lois, they'd find their prize was right where they started at. But they were looking at the clue and never looked up and seen that it was right there where it was at to start with. But see, they was too focused. Sometimes we get so focused on the circumstances and the situation that we fail to see the blessings right there. The promise is right there. But if it's not right there, we need to go through the treasure map. God gave us a map. It's called the Holy Word of God. We sometimes have to read, to study, and to find out, God, what do I need to do to get where I'm supposed to be so that I can get this promise? Listen, some people seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost all their life and never receive it when it was right there the whole time, but they never got in the Word and figured out that it was right there for them the whole time. You can't see it with these eyes. You have to get into the Spirit to get it. And church, that's what we need sometimes to get the promises of God. We got to get out of the flesh and get into the Spirit. So my question to you tonight, without anybody even coming to the piano or anything, but my question tonight is, what is the promises that God has given you, and have you give up on them? Because if you gave up on them, you're never going to get them. You're never going to get them. If you haven't give up on them, are you sitting on them? If you're sitting on them, you're not going to ever get them. You're never going to get them. The Bible says, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. We got to say, God, my promises are yea and amen. And Lord, you promised this, and I'm going to stand on your word. And God, if you tell me to go to the left, I'm going to go to the left. If you tell me to go to the right, I'm going to go to the right. If you tell me to go forward, I'm going to go forward. But God, you've never told me to go back, so I'm not going to go back. I'm going to push my way through. I'm going to be like the little lady that had an issue of blood. They might be enthroned around about you, but I've got my mind made up, Lord. You gave me a promise, and I'm going to push my way through the crowd. I'm going to push my way through the people, and I'm going to get through the circumstances and the situation, and I'm going to grab hold of the hem of your garment, and God, you're going to give me my blessing. You're going to give me my promise because you gave it to me and you promised it to me, and I'm going to go until I receive it. I'm not going to back up and I'm not going to stop, but I'm going to pursue after you until you see that I'm serious for it. Sometimes I think the Lord promises us stuff and we say we want it, but then do you really want it? Do you really want it? You ever wanted something that you didn't really need and the Lord gave it to you? Yeah. So sometimes we have to say, Lord, if it's your will, if it's your will. But I'm saying tonight, stand with me. I'm saying tonight, think about it. What has God promised you? Whether he's gave you a dream, whether he's gave you a vision, whether he's just had that still small voice whisper in your ear, or you were reading the Word of God and a big old nugget just jumped out at you and said, that is for me, I'm going to receive that. When you do that, the devil says, you ain't going to get it without a fight. I'm going to show you. I'm not going to give it up. But the Lord said, just hold on. Stand on my promises. Remember, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. My promises are yea and amen. I'm not a man that I can lie. So you hold on to that promise and you pursue me and you press forward and you press through that doubt. You press through that confusion. You press through that aggravation. You press through whatever's trying to get in your way, and you just say, God, I'm coming for my promise. And God's going to give it to you. I can't tell you when, but I can tell you what the Word of God says. God said if He promised it to you, He's going to give it to you. Hold on. Hold on. Father, we thank You tonight, Lord. God, we thank You for each one, Lord, that's here. God, You see each one of our hearts, each one of our minds. God, You see the promises that You have given unto us, Lord. Lord, Your promises are yea and amen, and God, we are not going to back down. God, we're not going to release it unto the devil, and we're not going to accept any excuse that this world or the circumstances or the situation is trying to give us. But God, we claiming it in the name of Jesus. God, I'm going to stand on this promise, and Lord, I'm going to pursue after You. And God, I'm going to do what's necessary, God, to get where I need to be. That God, You can give me my promise, because God, You gave it to me. You told me it was mine. And Lord, I'm pursuing after You till I receive it. Satan, we're not going to listen to You. We rebuke You in the name of Jesus, and we're not going to be allowing You to get in our minds or in our hearts no longer. No doubt, no confusion, no turmoil is going to come in to stop me from getting my blessing, because God, You promised it to me, and God, I'm going to receive it because I will pursue it.